Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, I don't want to go nuts and overreact and rip the Knicks to shreds. They become a national punching bag yet again. The punchline and everybody joking with them and making fun of them. I'm not going to go there yet, but I mean, this does... It is kind of embarrassing when every report that comes out is, well, the Knicks were denied permission to speak to Quinn Snyder from the Hawks. Well, the Knicks were denied permission to speak with Billy Donovan. Well, you didn't have a short list of guys that you wanted that you thought might be available? That makes no sense.
Well, generally, you don't have that list or that mode of preparation when it's unexpected, which is why I believe Dolan was all over this. That's why I think we're here. I don't think that this was Leon Rose going to him aggressively and saying, hey, boss, we have to move on. Because I think if Leon Rose would have done that, Leon Rose is as buttoned up as anybody and as connected as anybody, he would have had a list and it would have been a lot more successful than it looks now.
So knowing that, right, now this is your opinion.
Sure.
I'm still torn on this. My gut, and usually I don't get torn, like my gut initially said this reeks of Dolan. That is a quote. I did the live video for social media the second it happened because we were just off the air.
Yeah.
It reeks of Dolan. And then there were reports from people that I respect, people that I talk to that I trust saying that this was not Dolan, it was Rose. But it just doesn't add up. My gut and common sense and what's happened since says Dolan was at least heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the reporting saying it's Leon Rose. So let's just say that you're right and it was Dolan. Does that make you feel worse about it? Because I know you wanted Tibbs out, but
it makes me feel a lot worse about it.
Because it's in this scenario.
Well, because, you know, Dolan's worst traits are the ones that seemingly are bubbling back to the surface now. He becomes, you know, a little impetuous. He becomes a little power hungry, becomes a little reluctant to sit back and let people that he empowers and pays well do their job to the extent that he initially did when things were going well. This definitely worries me. Now, I mean, now you're getting skewered on national TV. Charles, do you see what Charles Barkley said last night?
I mean, stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over social if you guys miss it. Just not that he never mocks the Knicks anyway. Even when they're going well, I mean, it seems like that the national pundits are
but they haven't been
outside of perk.
Since Tibbs has been there and Leon Rose, they haven't been this.
No, I know, but I feel like those guys are very slow to give the Knicks respect anyway. So take it with a grain of salt, but... Yeah, now we're reaching for Quinn Snyder, Billy Donovan. I mean, good basketball people. I think Billy's a better college coach than pro. I think Quinn Snyder is very appealing, but the process seems very scattered and very all over the map.
Did you read the latest from Ian Begley? It was today on SNY.TV, and there's a bunch of good notes in there. I'm trying to get them here.
I think I've read him a lot. I don't know if it was last night or this morning.
He said first that the timing of the Johnny Bryant to the Sun thing had nothing to do with when the Knicks fired Tibbs.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that.
Tibbs himself was, I want to get the exact quote, here's Begley. For what it's worth, people in touch with Thibodeau in the aftermath of the firing described him as surprised by the move and disappointed by the decision. He goes over Tibbs' record. There was some quotes in here that I wanted to get to that the players, here we go. Okay. The Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during the entire training camp one season, which is uncommon. players found it odd they didn't scrimmage during the camp. Tibbs Knicks didn't scrimmage often in season, which is more common in the NBA, but the lack of scrimmaging hindered the players' ability to develop cohesion. This is from the players' perspective.
Gotcha.
Players were also surprised that they didn't work on specific end-game situations during the season, which is something that most teams do. They found it strange that the coaching staff didn't go over those situations during practice. So that's in part, I guess, of some of the stuff that the players were complaining about, which led to the ouster of Tom Thibodeau. So there's still a lot of things at play here. Who truly made this decision? We don't know. We're speculating. Someone, you could say Dolan. I could say it reeks of Dolan. People could report it's Leon Rose. Maybe it's a combination. We don't know.
No.
Based on the fact, and then we could talk about, okay, well, how much of it was the players and what they said to get Tibbs ousted? Which players were they? Using common sense, you wouldn't think that it's Jalen Brunson. So then I would say, well, who the hell cares what anybody else thinks if it's not Jalen Brunson? I certainly don't give a crap what Karl Anthony Towns or Mikal Bridges say. They've been here for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The Knicks were building this thing up. So who's the players that were negative with Tibbs? And then there's the obvious, which is, well, what the hell is their plan? Because it seemed like it was going to be Johnny Bryant because of the timing of him maybe getting the Phoenix job. That's not the case. Now it seems like they don't even want Johnny Bryant. They want somebody with experience, which would be Jenkins, formerly of the Grizzlies, which would be Mike Brown, potentially. Mm-hmm. And then all the head coaches that they've tried to get that aren't available. Like, it is a mess.
It's A to Z, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of focus right now. They just look incredibly desperate. They look as if they are anything but united right now as an organization. Yeah, the thing that you said about the end game situations, that's interesting to me. Now, the scrimmages, I'm a little surprised because I would actually think that Tom Thibodeau, the way he plays his players, that they'd be scrimmaging too much, if anything. They would resist. Right. Hey, guys, you know, coach, your leg's a little heavy today. Coach, I'm a little sore. Can we lay off? Can we just do some shooting, whatever it might be? I mean, geez, the one thing that I've always noticed about this team, and you do this in, we did this in first grade. We had two inbounds plays. We had box and we had stack with first graders. And one thing about the Knicks that really bothered me this year is that they did not ever inbound the ball smoothly. It was like, all right, who, first of all, it wasn't always the same inbounder. And you basically just had four guys standing next to each other, you know, running different directions. And it was never polished. It was never easy. And quite frankly, it too infrequently led to something positive. So when I hear about that part, I believe the end of game situations being buttoned up, that does not surprise me, because the Knicks team that I watched specifically this year, that was a big hindrance.
Okay, so now there are kind of two things that could happen here. The Knicks end up with a head coach, whoever it may be, and we move on. And then they adjust with the players, whether it's Kevin Durant, Giannis, lesser players, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other report that I saw yesterday that who might be available? Oh, the Magic having some guys available.
They're a young team, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I wonder who.
They're looking for a difference-making player to help them win now.
Okay.
But they had Cole Anthony was available. Isaac, I think, was another one. Anyway,
okay, Isaac, I know him.
You just don't know who's going to be
available. I think he's a forward or a big. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So anyway, you don't know what players are going to be out there. But let's just assume that this stays on the line that it's staying here. Leon Rose and everything is intact. They hire whichever head coach they end up with. Okay, now Bill the team, and then we're going to see what could happen. Or if this truly is Dolan to an extent where Rose is getting frustrated and or embarrassed,
mm-hmm,
and they're getting denied on guys that they want, then, and I don't think this is going to happen, but this would prove that it's Dolan if Rose walks away. Rose and Worldwide West, at some point, whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, that's the other side to this. So it's not all bad right
mm-hmm
now.
No, I agree with
it
that.
It just seems bad right now, but it can be quickly stabilized with a hire, which I think is going to happen sooner than later. They'll hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could argue if we like him or not. Then we're going to see how it's playing. And then whatever. Then they adjust the roster. That's the stable plan. Okay, a little crack in the foundation, but overall okay. But it seems that there's also momentum going the other way where it could go off the rails. And that would be the biggest indicator if Leon Rose decided that he didn't want to deal with this anymore. If, in fact, it was James Dolan who was forcing his hand mm-hmm into this spot.
Yeah, and the reason I think the fears are you know, heightened is because we got battle scars here.
Yeah.
We're more used to the Knicks being a circus than the Knicks being a well-oiled, you know, machine here. So that worries us. Let me at least throw this out.
Yeah.
All right? I don't necessarily believe this, but we all know Leon Rose and Worldwide West as connected as anybody in the game. I mean, you're not going to find a duo that's got more juice in the NBA than Worldwide West and Leon Rose. I'm asking, is it possible that they actually have a target and they know who, and it's not the names we've already heard. Not going to be Malone, not going to be Johnny Bryant, already somebody who was under contract in the NBA. And they, through back channels, got word from that coach who they covet, he wants in. Now, by creating the illusion that they're casting this massively wide net, the Knicks are separating themselves from the possibility of tampering, where worldwide, Wes, or Leon, or both, already have it on good authority that a guy who's already employed wants in.
So now
and they
got
to do this for show.
Could be. Could be. I mean, we're speculating.
For sure.
Which is the other reason why
we're
worried.
Also speculating the other way. Right. So let's, I can speculate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and why do you think that there's so much speculation? Because they don't talk.
And that's what I believe. I believe that. I believe that they, well, not only do they not talk, that we all know that, but which is not always a bad thing. You know, one thing about the guard, you don't get leaks,
no, but like
which
this,
is kind of good.
Yeah, but like this, you should.
Yeah. This is still different.
We're speculating. Did they have a plan? Don't they have a plan? Are they? Is this a smokescreen, to your point, which I think is a feasible thought? Like,
just throwing it out there to be fair to the organization. Yeah. I don't really believe that, but.
But they don't speak. If you had somebody come out flat out and just say, hey, here's what we're thinking. This is why we moved on. Like a definitive, not just thank you, Tibbs, for your great run. There was no clear,
yeah.
You know, we got outplayed against Indiana. We didn't like the fact that we didn't develop a bench. Some of the players are complaining. Like, this is all speculative stuff because they don't speak. So we're.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Concerned about what happened in the history before Leon Rose and Tibbs were hired by Dawn. We're concerned about that and Dolan's past behaviors, which may be fair, maybe not, I don't know. And we're concerned because we just have no idea because nobody's talking.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's offensive that the Knicks have no line of communication to their fan base. I think it's unacceptable, really. I mean, how they get away with this, I don't know. But they do. I don't like it, and I'll always stand up for the Knicks fan. They deserve more than that. However, in this instance, I think it would actually be counterproductive to go in front of a microphone, you know, whether it's Leon Rose or whether it's James Dolan, before you actually have a coach. Because, and I know what you mean, like, we want some context. Like, what happened with Tom Thibodeau specifically? Was everybody united? Was there some fracture in the organization? Some people want him to stay and they didn't want to. What happened with the bench? What happened with the star players? What's going on? Yes, we want those answers. But if they attempted to answer that now, you know that it would be hijacked and it would go right to the coach. Who are you going to hire? And that would be dumb to actually give anybody some sort of intel. Well, here's what we're really thinking. We're just kind of playing the game. We don't really like this guy. We don't want that guy. Like, they almost can't speak because if they tried to do the right thing with Thibodeau and talk about that, then they would be put in a position that can compromise who they hire. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's a delicate thing. Now, once they hire the coach, it's almost like, yeah, you still want to hear about Tom Thibodeau, but now
you got to move on. I know.
Otherwise, the new coach is like, hey, what about me? Yeah. Hey, I'm here.
Right.
So it's not perfect.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the Soto stuff. Greg in Mayapack wants to talk about the Knicks, though. What's up, Greg?
Thanks for taking the call, guys. Appreciate it. Oh, by the way, before I touch the Knicks, Soto playing with that bottle in the dugout. I was never so happy a bottle ended up right in my life, I'll tell you.
What about spin the bottle back in the day? That worked out well.
That too. Who cares?
I mean, what a moment. I was so happy over something so trivial. But this is the truth. The Knicks. All right. We're down now to the point where rumor is Dolan is talking to a couple of hot dog vendors who know the pick and roll. I mean, it's getting down to the point now where this is getting really bad. How about Mark Jackson? I know he has a lot of baggage, which I don't really know what it is totally. You guys just enlightened me. I didn't know Tibbs ran practices that were light. Really? That's amazing.
Well, it said that he didn't scrimmage, and thank you for the call, Greg. Appreciate you checking in. I mean, I could pull up the exact thing again here.
And by the way, it doesn't mean to the last caller's question, because, yeah, it's really contrasting what we think Tom Thibodeau has always been about. You know, grind him to a nub in a game and grind him down to a nub in practice, but the conditioning aspect is separate from scrimmaging. He still might be, you know, a taskmaster in practice. They're not playing situational basketball, which doesn't lead to chemistry.
Well, also, you could say that he's playing his starters more minutes than anybody else in the regular season, so he doesn't want to scrimmage as well. In addition to that, Knicks didn't have full scrimmage. This is the exact quote from Begley's column here on SNY.TV. Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during an entire training camp one season, which is uncommon. Players found it odd that they didn't scrimmage during the camp. Tibbs Knicks also didn't scrimmage often in season, which is more common in the NBA.
So what season was that, though? Was that when they won 37 games and didn't make the playoffs?
I don't know.
Because it says one season, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's what you said, one season?
The Knicks, one season? Yeah, you're right. The Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during an entire training camp one season.
I'm curious what year that was. Curious who was on the team.
Yeah,
curious
what was going on. Maybe talk to Begley here at some point. The lack of scrimmaging hindered the players' ability to develop cohesion. That's according to the players. Mm-hmm. They've said that. Yeah. Either way, is that a reason to fire the guy? And if it is, then that's fine. Like, you could have your reason saying they didn't like the fact that they didn't develop enough of the younger players or give them enough playing time. You know, people now, some of them going nuts about Obi Toppin and what he's doing. Who cares? Obi Toppin wasn't good here. He got plenty of opportunity. He's still not good anyway. Can't shoot the three. So I'm not worried about Obi Toppin. That's not the reason why you fired Tom Thibodeau. And all of a sudden, we're going to dismiss Tom Thibodeau and all he did and focus and nitpick on the weaknesses. Like, nobody's perfect. Okay, find me the next head coach then. Great. Tibbs sucked. You're all right. For all those of you who wanted Tibbs out, yeah, he sucked. Show me the guy that's going to be better than him. Because guess what? I can give you the list of the head coaches in the history of the franchise, and I'll show you there were very few, if any, that were actually better than Tibbs. So now I'm supposed to believe that there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be better than he is? Especially with the way the Knicks are pursuing this thing? Like, call this guy, nope. Call that guy, nope. Call this guy, nope. Oh, I mean, they're going to end up back in the same spot where it's going to be like, you know what? Tibbs might have been our best option. That's where they're heading here.
It's a short list, man. Let me give it to you. Red Holtzman, one. Pat Riley, two. Van Gundy, maybe?
I'd still take Van Gundy because I love him.
I know you do, but it's debatable. Yeah. And I would cast a vote for the great Hubie Brown, although he didn't win as much. Bernard got hurt, whatever, and they didn't have a great team. But Hubie was a great coach.
But you know the point.
Good coach, like, of the Hawks, too. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying here. You know, I think that the...
I think it's also fair, BT. Like, I know you're on the side of it with the reasons why you want to move on from Tibbs. I think that that's perfectly fine, saying you don't believe he could get you over the top. You've given your reasons. Let's also not make it like Tibbs doesn't know what he's doing and that it's a layup that they're going to find somebody better.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm aware that this could be three steps back, and not just because the sloppy nature of the search here. You could get somebody who just doesn't mesh with the organization, whose principles are overrated, whose innovation is overstated. Like, I understand this thing could get worse before it gets better. And, oh yeah, by the way, Pacers might win the championship.
Don't you think that makes Tibbs look better?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change my opinion, but yes, it's not going to make him look worse. That's for damn sure.
I was thinking this last night. Definitively, nobody could tell me, at least in my mind, and we could argue and people could say the Pacers are a better team, and I agree that they played better as a team. I still believe the Knicks should have won that series. And if they play that series many times over, the Knicks win the majority of times. That's just my belief. I believe they're more talented, and I believe game one, an all-time epic choke job that should never have happened, and everybody deserves blame. Brunson, Ananobi, Cat, Tibbs, oh, you name it. Players, coach, staff, the whole thing. Everybody deserves blame outside of the fans. If that doesn't happen, maybe the Knicks find themselves in a situation where they're up 2 games to 1 in the NBA Finals right now. That's how close we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Pacers could win the title. Knicks could have beat them.
I know. Now, listen, there's still a lot of basketball to go. As we know, it's only up 2-1 here. I still think that the Pacers' depth and, you know, those long bodies that can defend and shoot, I think they present matchup issues for the Thunder that the Knicks would not have presented. But if the Pacers do win, there is no doubt Tom Thibodeau looks even better in the I think at that point, in the eyes of everybody, even those who were really down. And I was never really down. I just thought his style was becoming antiquated. But I was getting respect for being really good.
Yeah.
I think some people stopped short of giving him respect for being really good, which is unfair. But if he wins the championship, even those people got to pay up some respect. Come on.
Also, if the Pacers do win, now it's not about, well, who are the Knicks going to find that's a better coach than Tom Thibodeau? Who are they going to find that's better than Rick Carlisle?
Well, I don't think there's many better than Rick.
But I think he's
an absolute superstar.
So that's the point. In part of why the Knicks got beat was just Carlisle, he's paving the way to be an all-time. He's already a very good, if not great, head coach, winning a title with the Mavs.
Yes.
Beating LeBron to do it. Getting the Pacers to the finals when they were underdogs. Look at all the way it was in the East. What he did last year, building this team the way that he has. You're talking about a guy who's going to potentially, he's 2 wins away from winning his second championship with a different organization. That's rarefied air.
It is, but if he's that good, and I truly believe he is, I think that's actually more reason to change coaches. Because if you know
he's
I don't know who that is. Well, it might be nobody, actually.
So it's
not Tom Thibodeau to me.
And I'm saying it's difficult to find somebody better than Tibbs, but really you got to find somebody that's better than Carlisle. Good luck doing that.
But doesn't that underscore the importance of moving on from Tom Thibodeau? I think we all agree Tom Thibodeau's not better than Rick Carlisle, yes or no?
100%.
Okay.
And he got outcoached in
yep,
that. Yeah.
Yep. We also both agree that you could do a lot worse than Tom Thibodeau. But if we work under the constant here that most of us, and you and I agree, that Tibbs is inferior to Carlisle, you have to try to become better than Carlisle, hence you make a move.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.